USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, and three other organizers involved in an online fundraising campaign to build a private wall on the U.S.-Mexico border were arrested this week for allegedly defrauding investors. President Trump reacts to the news.
It sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
A federal indictment says the four defendants skimmed hundreds of thousands of dollars from the border wall project. Unrest in Portland continuing on Wednesday as a mob marched to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement building and broke windows after assaulting police officers. President Trump saying again on Wednesday that if the violence continues, he'll be forced to send in more federal agents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Northern California is being ravaged by wildfires, which has put a strain on firefighters in the Bay Area as well as wine country. The majority of the blazes were started by lightning, and an ongoing heat wave accompanied by strong winds has made things worse while hampering containment efforts. These residents were forced to evacuate.
It was like the entire wall of the forest was just coming at us down the road.
The heat blew the windows out of the big house, but our house is still standing.
And this California resident sums up what most people have been thinking.
Who would have thought that 2020 would be like this? It's just insane.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. The Army has launched an investigation into two soldiers who were seen in uniform during the Democratic National Convention. Wearing a uniform to a partisan political event like this is prohibited, the Army said in a statement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The FDA has another recall regarding onions. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away.
And finally, the Cheers Bar in Boston is closing after two decades in business, a CEO confirmed to CBS Boston. The iconic bar is a replica of the set for the popular sitcom Cheers, which aired from 1982 to 1993. The CEO saying the coronavirus pandemic and lack of assistance from the landlord played into the decision to close. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.